It's Saturday morning, time for Green Country Gardener. Green Country Gardener brought to you by OK Federal Credit Union, Green Thumb Nursery, Jensen Tractor Ranch, Peter's True Value, American Heritage Bank, Bartlesville, Pahuska, Barnstall, and the Osage Region, Enterprise Sod Store, and Overlee's Woods Lumber. If you have a gardening question for Larry Glass, call 918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936. And now, the man with the emerald thumb, Larry Glass.
That's right. If you've got a gardening question on this Saturday morning, give us a call at 1-800-749-5936. Good morning, Larry. How are you?
Adam, good morning. Very well, actually.
Well, good. You're repairing your phone, aren't you?
we're
kind of hearing the background there a little bit.
My telephone, I've got one of these little, what do they call these phones? Smartphone.
Right.
And it gets so full of dirt. Every week. I was looking at it and said, I can't even see it.
Uh-oh.
And you open it, got this little exoskeleton on it. And it all the just dirt just came out. Like you can grow turnips in my telephone.
I'm surprised I didn't see any turnips or
spiders,
carrots or celery or
celery coming out of it.
Oh, yeah. My goodness. You do have a celery phone, by the way.
Yes,
you?
I do, actually.
Or a carrot phone or something like that. I'm surprised I haven't eaten one of your phones yet.
Yeah, it's, well, anyway. It works.
It works.
And it's been wet and it's been dirty and so on, but it still works.
It's been a while since you and I done the show.
Yeah, it's been a bit, yes.
Yeah.
So,
been busy.
Fall is in the air.
Well, it looks like that fall will be in the air next week.
You bet. It's going to be so nice.
Yeah.
Yesterday it was so hot. We were out of town in Pahuska working on a project preparing probably some of the worst soil we've ever encountered. Had to use a pick just to break the surface. It was really, really tough and hard.
Really?
But
wow.
When we left the place, it was really, really nice stuff. And with the help of a lot of back work and some ground prep and some compost really helped the soil out a whole lot. So anyway, so that's very important before you plant your things, just to make sure your soil is right. And also at the nursery, speaking of plants, we have fall mums with color. We got a color?
Yeah,
we got a
caller to start out the morning. Good morning, caller. Welcome to Green Country Gardener. How can we help you today?
Yes, I've planted a lot of lilies in the past year, and should I let those stems just sit for a long time, or should I cut them off?
The stems that are on there now, you can cut them off. They're basically replenish the bulb. So, they can be cut back out if you need. What kind of lilies are they? Day lilies or?
Asiatic lilies.
Yeah, huh? Yeah, sure. Yeah, you can go ahead and cut them down. I've got some in my backyard that kind of fell off on their own.
It's
fine, right? While you're there, though, bring some bulb fertilizer and give them a shot. And that'll help them to bloom.
We just lost him.
Yeah,
so.
No, but it'll help them to bloom next year. So, because they're going to go dormant for this winter, and then they're going to wake up in the spring. And by the time you put the fertilizer on now, it'll probably get down to the root zone. And
yeah.
Unless it snows a lot.
Yeah, I hope not. But anyway, you were getting back before we had the caller. Had a hard time getting the dirt digged up a little bit?
It was a bit difficult, but we got through it. Mm-hmm. And we actually had to throw half of it away and bring some new stuff in and bring in the compost. And we'll have to put a little peat moss in it, too. But anyway, we just need to get that soil ready when you plant things. You just can't put them in this hard soil. It's a wonder that what was growing there was actually growing. It was so dry, too.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they've not had as much rain over there as we have.
Really?
Perhaps,
part of this? Here in the city or just?
It's Pahuska.
Oh, in Pahuska?
Uh-huh.
Pahuska, I was going to say, they had a little over an inch a couple of weeks, two or three weeks ago.
Oh, really?
The
ground over there swallowed it all up because.
Well,
I guess the ground was so hard it just didn't stay. It just kind of ran off. Perhaps so.
Probably.
So
yeah.
Anyway, that's no more, and we're going to plant things over there on Tuesday. So,
mm-hmm.
Cool. Anyway,
yeah, cool.
We got mums showing color right now. We brought up the pansies. We have flowering kale, and we have some knockout roses. So we got a lot of color here for the fall. So come check it out. We've been selling the hound out of those annuals or perennial and the fall flowers and the pansies and mums and all that. So come check it out. The crepe myrtles. Still got some of those. Good time to plant them too right now. Trees, Chinese pistache. We've got three of them that are sold over here, and two of the big ones in the back. We're gonna have to get some more big ones in, I guess. But anyway, they're selling really well. So fall color is definitely in the people's minds at this point in time. And but it's been kind of hot, so.
Yeah, and next fall,
you know, it's coming up October really quick. Can you believe it? Jeez.
Oh, I can't. I can't. Already. I cannot September, believe it.
September was just a blink of the eye.
This is the last full weekend of September, by the way.
Yes, I know. It's incredible.
Man. Yeah, and next a week from today is October 1st.
This month, like I said, it's just gone by like a blink. It's crazy.
I know. Just a couple weeks ago, I was at Arbuckle Lake visiting with family and friends over there, and it was hot.
Yeah, well, it's still hot.
It's yesterday still hot now, but still, it's it seems like yesterday. But it's gone. Like you're right, it's gone pretty quickly.
Yeah, I got kind of smelly yesterday from sweating out there, but
oh boy.
Anyway, it's time to plant trees too. So think about where you want to plant the tree. Think about where it's going to work the best in the landscape, and you have to consider a relationship to your house. And utilities are very important to consider when planting and locating a tree. We've talked about this in the past a whole lot because it is so important. You don't want the tree to be a nuisance. You want it to be an asset to your property. And typically, the closer to the house you plant the tree, the smaller the species of tree and the less messy you want the tree, too.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You don't want want acorns and gumballs all over your house,
front yard,
getting stuck in the gutters and all that. What a mess.
Oh no. What do you call, what was it, my grandmother had a big old big tree in the front yard, and all those little big balls come down there.
Yeah.
Oh, it was a nuisance.
Probably a sweet gum.
Probably was.
They're real kind of spiky and they hurt when you get thrown at.
Yes.
Somebody throws them at you.
Okay.
We have a caller?
Yeah, I think we do got a caller.
Okay,
right on the line, so let's go to this. Not yet. I thought we had a caller, but maybe. I think we'll just try it here. Good morning, caller. Welcome to Green Country Gardener. How can we help you today? Hello. I guess. Okay, now let's try it here. Good morning, caller. Welcome to Green Country Gardener. How can we help you today?
My name is Sandy, I never went through that before. I've got Larry. You were talking about places to, for trees and everything.
Exactly.
Placement. Okay. This past year, I bought an elephant ear bulb.
Oh, huh.
Well, it's a gigantic one. And I didn't realize just how big it is.
You must have good soil.
So I've got to move it.
Ah.
And I think I've got a location for it. But when do I dig that up? That would be one question.
Okay. At this point in time, they can be dug up about any time. But you won't be able to keep the top. The top will just die off.
I'm sorry? What?
You'll be able to dig it up at this point in time, most any time. Oh, yeah, sure. But you'll have to cut the top off of it.
Okay.
And elephant ears.
Yeah, you have to.
Elephant ears are not cold hardy here, so you want to prepare to store it for the winter.
Yeah. Okay.
So.
And then I have another question, which is I got a queen fern, and it's just beautiful. I really enjoyed it.
Yes.
Are they like so many other ferns where they're not cold hardy?
That's correct.
Okay. So if I wanted to save it, I had to bring it in.
Sure. Put it in the garage or under the house or wherever, whatever place is, that it doesn't freeze.
Yeah.
It should do okay.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it, Larry.
All righty. Thank you for calling.
All right. Back to 1-800-749-5936 if you have a gardening question for Larry. Larry, we got another caller on the line.
Okie dokie.
Good morning, caller. Welcome to Green Country Gardener. How can we help you today?
Good morning. I planted this tree about 4 or 5 years ago.
Right.
And it wasn't a very large tree, but the people that were mowing my yard was weed eating around it, and just weed-eated it really, really bad. And the tree died. but I had some shoots come up from the root.
Yes.
Can I get rid of all except one of the shoots and have a tree?
Definitely. Yeah.
You can?
Oh, yeah, it'll come back.
Oh, my gosh. I am so excited.
Yeah, and you might have an area around the tree where there is no grass, so there'd be less of a temptation to girdle the tree as such.
Yes. Well, you know, I got onto them because I had another tree, and they didn't kill it. But this tree, it's established now.
Uh-huh.
The shoots are, but so just cut off all the shoots except one.
Sure. Yeah, pick out the best-looking one. And
okay.
What species of tree is it?
Well, I used to know, and now I don't know. One was a redbud, but this isn't a redbud tree.
Okay.
This is a tree that has white blooms on it in the spring, but it isn't a, what are those trees called?
It's not a dogwood.
No.
Okay.
And it isn't one of those trees that bloom white.
Oh, is it like a Bradford pear kind of tree or something?
No, it isn't a Bradford pear. It's
okay.
Something else, but
There's saucer magnolias and other things, too.
Well, I will do that. I am so excited because I was just going to have somebody cut it down.
Yeah, you'll find that
then put some stump killer on it, but I think I'm glad I get to soak the tree.
You'll find that it'll actually grow very quickly because it has a rather large root system to feed the top. So you'll notice a significant increase in the amount of growth on this tree also.
Okay, so I will take off all the leaves up to about 2 feet and leave the top growing.
Sure.
Get limbs.
Yeah, you want, And eventually it'll grow and the trunk that comes up will sort of encapsulate the damage that was on the top. And it'll make a regular tree at some point in time.
Okay, the one that was the tree to begin with, it's dead. Do I leave it alone for a while?
You can go ahead and cut off the dead top.
Okay, and here's another deal. When is the time to do it?
When? The dead top, anytime.
Okay. Larry, thank you so much.
All right.
So excited.
Well, yeah, and you might want to put a sealant on that cut, too, because it's fairly large to try to keep the critters out.
Yeah, some of that black sealant.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. I will.
All righty. Thank you for calling.
Okay, thank you. I'm so excited. I'm going to have another tree. I'm going to have spine. But this is great. Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks for calling.
Love your program.
Oh, thank
you. I tell
you.
My friends about it. I learn stuff from you, and then I know all this stuff. And they said, how do you know? And I said, you need to listen to K1 every Saturday morning from 8 to 9.
Yeah, well, we've got quite a program this morning to go. So.
Okay, see you later.
Very good.
Bye.
Thank you for calling.
All right, Larry, let's go back to the phones.
Okay.
We do have another caller. Good morning, caller. Welcome to Green Country Gardener. How can we help you this morning?
Is it too late to cut the euonymus bushes, back about 6 inches?
Yeah, they can be cut about 6 inches without any problem. The main problem with cutting things rather sternly at this time of the year is they tend to want to grow rather rapidly, and that growth is tender, and you don't want a lot of tender growth going into the winter. So try to refrain from any really heavy pruning on it, but 6 inches shouldn't cause an extraordinary amount of growth coming out of it at this point.
Okay, and the other question I have is why do the trees get the girdles?
Why do what now?
Why does the girdling form on trees?
Oh, there's girdling a tree is definitely a good way to kill it. The connective tissue, the phloem layer, which is above the xylem or the wood and below the bark, is one that transmits carbohydrates that the leaves make down to the roots. And it kills the tree basically by starving the root system.
Causes them to do that?
Girdling is caused by an external force, and it could either be borers or it could be weed whackers or lawnmowers or anything could that could sever the link between the roots and the top.
It's a physical
damage. A tree can be girdled by a fungal infection as well.
Okay, well, I have some trees that are doing that, and I was concerned about them.
Yeah. Now, down below the bark, if you're having an issue with that and you don't think it's weed eaters, look below the bark that perhaps is peeling off and see if there are any channels dug into it. And chances are you do have a borer issue on that particular tree.
Okay, and it wouldn't be because of the soil not being very deep. I live on a rocky hill.
Yeah. Trees are very adaptable to soil types. It might limit its rate of growth or its ultimate height, perhaps, in poor soil. But as far as girdling the tree, no, that wouldn't cause that. Leaving the ropes on it also after it's planted, not cutting them.
Leaving what? I'm sorry.
Ropes. If it was a tree that was sold as a bald and burlap tree, typically they have a rope around the neck of the tree.
Oh.
And if those are not cut off, that'll cause girdling as well.
Thank you. Well, thank you very much.
Okie dokie. Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
And we're going to go ahead and take our first break, and we'd love to hear from you. If you have a gardening question for Larry, give us a call at 1-800-749-5936. We'll be back with Green Country Gardener after this 2-minute timeout.
Brent Walker's in from United Rentals, and Brent, I think you're still continuing a weekend special, right?
Yeah, we are. You come in and pick up the equipment after 1 o'clock on Friday. We'll let you rent it over the weekend for the one-day rate, bring it back Monday morning by 8 o'clock.
So really, you get 2.5 or 3 days for the price of one.
Yeah, that's correct. You get 2 days to use your machine, and it helps out a lot of people, and for the homeowners, that's probably the best deal we got.
United Rentals in Bartlesville, 3801 Southeast Knowwater Road. Call to reserve your equipment rentals, 918-333-9580.
The end of summer brings new opportunities and challenges for lawns and landscaping, and no one knows more about how and what to plant right now than Green Thumb Nursery. It's a great time to use 5-star fescue grass seed in 2-pound and 50-pound bags, and you can still get 30% off 5- and 7-gallon hydrangeas, crepe myrtles and shade trees, Rose of Sharon, and more. The best way to have a great lawn next spring is to listen to the experts now at Green Thumb Nursery, open 9 to 5, Monday through Saturday, Sunday noon to 5, 4605 Knowwater Road in Bartlesville.
Tatton Manning here with Patriot Hyundai, and I have a deal. How about a full-sized Hyundai Sonata for just $22,647? This Hyundai Sonata will get up to 43 miles to gallon, saving you time and money at the pump. Customers in our area realize we have some great deals on vehicles, and we make their buying experience comfortable and easy. Go to any major review site or Facebook, and you will see hundreds of comments on how we treat people. Heather from Bartlesville says,
I was very pleased with how willing everyone was to work with my budget. I honestly feel as though they made sure I got the best deal possible.
I challenge you to look up what your neighbors are saying about us on your favorite review site today. Come visit Patriot Hyundai today and check out the Hyundai Sonata Hybrid 43 MPG for just $22,647. Hyundai Assurance is included with America's best warranty on all new Hyundais. That's 10 years or 100,000 miles. For an honest and hassle-free buying experience, come visit your neighbors at Patriot Hyundai on Highway 75 in Bartlesville or at patriothyundai.com. And remember, it's the exclusive home of warranty forever.
Stock number 16067, 2016 Hyundai Sonata Hybrid SE Sedan, MSRP 27020, with Patriot price $22,647. All rebates to dealer.
I could promise you things like big diamond rings, but you don't find roses growing on stalks of clover. So you better think it over.
Welcome back here to Green Country Gardener. Adam Hooper and Larry Glass. If you have a gardening question for Larry, give us a call at 1-800-749-5936. We're glad to have you on the air today.
Yes.
Go back to trees here very quickly, and I was just looking here. I think a question I had was, why put trees a little bit closer to the house?
Why put them close to the house?
Yes.
If you like to tear up your foundation and let tree branches rub the shingles off your house.
Okay.
And that kind of thing. Yeah, put one there. Sure.
Really?
Oh yeah. But. Okay. But you want to plant them.
That's I was just curious.
15 to 20 feet away.
Okay.
But there are some trees that will grow. Some smaller trees that'll do that. You can use a Chinese Swiss ash. They're pretty good about the not being really littersome and trashy around the house. And dogwoods, if you have the proper microclimate for dogwoods, they'll do very well closer to the house. Mm-hmm. So things like that, you know, small trees are working very well. And yopan hollies are good too, but people plant yopan hollies way too close to the house. They need to be 6 to 8 feet out from the house because they get 20 feet around. Good golly.
I was just curious, you mentioned, you know, having it closer to your house, but I guess smaller trees will work with that,
yes.
wouldn't it?
I had a crab
not the big old, not the big old trees as I'm not talking about.
I didn't mean that,
but smaller trees would.
When I moved into my current house, they had a crab apple tree close to the house.
Really?
Oh, that was a mess. The sidewalk has a slope going out the front door, and you could just skate down the on the crab apple. There's so many of them. and stink. They stunk after a while, too, and they're sitting on the ground. But anyway, so I wouldn't put a crab apple close to the house either. So okay. A flowering tree, a Kwanzaa cherry would work because they don't have any fruit. If you want a flowering tree close to the house, but you want to steer clear of crab apple trees, they need to be off back somewhere where the wildlife can enjoy the fruits and all that, and you can enjoy the flowers when they bloom. Mm-hmm. But not too close to the house.
Okay.
Okay.
I was just wanting to ask you that. I wasn't real sure.
And there are some columnar oaks. For instance, the English oak, the upright English oak. It grows about 5-6 feet across, but
straight up.
So it could be planted as a kind of an architectural thing close to a house or a building or something. So, okay, we got another caller.
Yeah, I think we got another caller. Let's go ahead and take it and. I want to say good morning, caller. Welcome to Green Country Gardener. How can we help you today?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Question here. I had a beautiful mimosa tree that died.
Yes.
And in the meantime, I've had some sprouts come up.
Right.
And I'd like to take some of those sprouts or one of them and transplant it and hopefully get another mimosa tree.
Hmm.
So how can I do that? I mean, would I dig it up and put it in a container for winter and then transplant it in the spring, or do I do it now?
Do it now.
Do it now.
Yeah. The mimosa tree, if you want to move it, shouldn't really be too much larger around than a pencil.
It isn't.
Yeah. They have a very rapidly developing, deeply growing taproot. And actually, when they're young like that, a majority of the root system is tied up into the taproot. So the smaller they are, the easier they are to move. Now, wait till we've had a good rain water the area very well previously to transplanting them. That helps the soil stay together, and it helps reduce the shock of transplanting.
Okay.
And timing is very important, too. You want to make sure we've had a good freeze, really, before you want to do too much of that. But if you have a lot of them around, you could go ahead and dig one up and put it in the ground immediately, which you really should. But you can take the rest of them and put them in containers.
All right, that sounds like a plan.
Mm-hmm. They're hardy plants, but we're at the very kind of the northern limits of its cold hardiness.
Right.
So if you put it in a container, you'll want to dunk the container in the ground, or be prepared to move it under shelter if it gets really cold.
Right. Okay. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
1-800-749-5936. That is the phone call, or that's the phone number for you if you have a gardening question for Larry.
The genus and species for mimosa is Albizia julibrizin. So if you want to practice your typing, that'll give you a little pinky, a lot of work with all the Z's in it. And it does have a very tropical appearance to it. And the flowers are really quite nice. We have some at the nursery too, some chocolate-colored leaf ones and some leaves and some others. And we have some that bloom in more of a clustering habit, so that the blossom show is more showy.
Yeah.
And we got
another caller. Good morning, caller. Welcome to Green Country Gardener. How can we help you this morning?
Yes, earlier this year in the spring, we had a very large ever-bearing strawberry bed.
Yes.
We moved, so I took the plants with me, made a two-tier bed. The ones on top are doing wonderful. Mm-hmm. The ones on the second tier did really great and bloomed and put out berries until just a couple of months ago, and just out of the blue, they've all started dying.
Yeah.
I can't figure out what's going on.
Well, the die-off could be several things. If they're really healthy before and they're just dying off now, could be a lack of water, or perhaps it's being watered too much, maybe too much. What you need to do is check at the crown of the strawberry plant and see if it's still intact and pretty much stuck to the ground real well. And another thing, when it gets really hot, the strawberries tend to kind of fizzle out a little bit too. So you want to check the condition of the crowns and see how healthy they are at this point. If they're really tight and they're sort of staying, just give them a little wiggle. and that'll tell you if they're still adhered to the ground very well with the root system. That's about all I can say at this point to do. And just make sure they're watered, not heavily, but watered to the point where they can be allowed to dry in between waterings.
Right. We've been doing it every other day.
It might be a little...
According to what the soil is.
Yeah, you check out the soil. But it sounds to me like it's probably just a bit of scorch from the heat.
Okay.
But do check out, it's very important to check out the condition of the crowns of the strawberries at this point. They're just tired after the winter, it sounds like.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, thank you very much.
Very good, thank you.
Bye-bye.
And let's go ahead and take a two-minute timeout. And again, we'd love to hear from you. If you have a gardening question for Larry, give us a call, 1-800-749-5936. We'll be back after this two-minute break with more of your calls here on Green Country Gardener.
It's football season once again, and the winning team on Friday nights is usually the team with a better game plan. At American Heritage Bank, they believe in giving their customers the best game plan for their financial success. Their playbook is written to fit your banking needs, with everything from savings and investments to commercial and mortgage lending. Their team of experts is prepared to help coach you to victory. Visit them at ahb-ok.com to find out how you can be a part of the winning team. American Heritage Bank, simply better banking. Member FDIC. See Equal Housing Lender.
Enterprise Sod Store has everything you need to make your lawn and garden spectacular. They have mulch, topsoil, even gravel for driveways, all sold in bulk quantities and at bulk pricing, saving you money. All materials Enterprise sells can be delivered, saving you time. Start your lawn and landscaping projects today. Call the sod experts, Enterprise Sod Store, at 918-333-6888 or stop by and see them at 3410 Southeast Washington Boulevard in Bartlesville.
Come into Peters True Value and Dewey for hot deals on your vehicle maintenance supplies and accessories. Right now, save on a gallon of Camco 50 RV antifreeze when you pick up two for just $7. Or save on a gallon of Camco 50 ethanol blend RV antifreeze when you pick up two for only $5. These special formulas are safe for fresh water systems and there's no mixing required. Plus, they're also non-toxic and odorless. Don't miss out on these bargains of the month while supplies last. Peters True Value and Dewey. Behind every project is a true value.
Woolerock, buffalo, elk, and deer. A lodge home preserved just as it was in 1935. A museum with an art collection described by Christie's of New York as one of the world's finest. Will Rogers called it a place like no other in the world. This treasure sits at our doorstep waiting for you to rediscover its incredible magic. Come see us soon and welcome home to Woolerock.
I never promised you a rose garden.
Welcome back to Green Country Gardener. 1-800-749-5936 if you have a gardening question for Larry here on the Green Country Gardener Show. And I think we got another caller on the line. Let's go ahead and take this call. Good morning, caller. Welcome to Green Country Gardener. How can we help you today?
Yeah, good morning. I just got a couple quick questions.
Sure.
First one is, when's the best time to put manure on your garden?
Manure, I like to do that not right before you plant, but perhaps October, November, working into the soil. Do pretty
better
good. Sometimes that manure can be a little hot.
In and work it in.
Yeah, sometimes it can be a little bit on the hot side. It might cause a bit of burn on your plants. So, depending on the source.
Yeah. And second one, what's your thoughts on after you work the ground in the springtime of putting plastic down and cutting holes for your plants?
That's a good practice for some things. The woman with the strawberries, sometimes that's done a lot there too. The only problem we have here with that is heat. So you'd want to put a mulch, even a mulch on top of that, to try to keep the heat from bouncing back up and hurting your plants. But otherwise, it'll work pretty well.
All right. Okay,
you have to weigh it down. You have to weigh it down sometimes. It does get a little windy around here, so.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
that's way to
down.
Yeah, so you can do that with rocks or something, but it's just kind of unattractive, really. Really, one of the better things in a garden is just a whole lot of straw.
Would that work pretty good?
Yeah, just straw, and get a lot of it. Right now, it's plentiful and kind of inexpensive, right. So you put that on there, and it keeps the weeds down a whole lot, and it helps conserve water, too.
Okay. All right, well, I appreciate it.
Okie doke. Thank you for calling.
1-800-749-5936 if you have a gardening question for Larry.
Yeah, that the ground underneath, immediately underneath that plastic mulch, can get really quite hot.
Really?
So you do need a surface treatment on top of that, something to help keep it cool. And it photodegrades too, so it'll probably last halfway through the summer and just start peeling up like old potato peelings on the ground. So it's not the ultimate solution, but if you want to, say, kill off some grass in an area, you can get a patch of plastic and put it on the ground, weigh it down, leave it on for a while, and it'll smother out. Just the heat of it will kill the grass down below. So anyway, back to trees.
Yeah, back to trees.
You remember, typically the faster growing the trees, the more likely it is to fall apart in the storms and so on.
No.
Yeah. Oh,
really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So you want to be leery as to how fast the tree grows and where you place it. We have a caller?
Yeah, we got a call on the line. I want to say good morning, caller. Welcome to Green Country Gardener. How can we help you today?
Well, I had a pretty good-sized crepe myrtle.
Oh, yeah.
And it's in a flower bed with daffodils around it and no other plant.
Right.
And so... then my Bermuda jumped over to the flower bed, and I sprayed some Roundup on it, and for some reason my crepe myrtle died. This has been a couple of years ago.
Yes.
I got a crepe myrtle coming up around in the same flower bed. It came up, I guess, from the root.
Right.
Now Bermuda's in there. How can I get rid of the Bermuda in there?
Well,
I've got lots of mulch, and it has an edging on it, but Bermuda still came up.
Crepe myrtles and tomatoes are very, very sensitive to Roundup.
Yes.
If you go,
you said that. Go
to the backyard.
What am I going
to
do?
Just go to the backyard and say Roundup, and they'll just shrivel up. You don't even have to use it. But they're that touchy. There are selective grass controls sprays out there that work to specifically target grasses. They're a little expensive, but it'll selectively remove the grass by killing it out of that area. And you'll have to apply it once and then maybe do it again after a while. It really won't work that well this time of year because it's a little getting a little cooler. Hopefully, Adam is going to get a little cooler.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bermuda grass is starting to shut down for the winter. So the effect of it at this point in time will be marginal. So you want to probably wait till May, really, to apply something like that on there.
Okay, I can try digging up some of the Bermuda, and then next spring when it starts coming up, I want to leave quite a bit of it above ground to affect the root system of the Bermuda.
Right. So it has to be really, really actively growing for it to work. Now, Roundup, if you use it right now, will probably have a pretty good effect on it as far as killing it out is concerned, but you're still going to have some peripheral damage like that. So
why is a crepe myrtle so sensitive to that?
It's just the physiology of the plant.
Is it the fumes? I didn't spray it on it. Is it just it's in the air?
It gets in the air, the vapors, and also if you get it on broken skin on the crepe myrtle, it'll go in through it also.
Yeah, I was so shocked because crepe myrtles are so hardy.
They are, but their Achilles heel is the Roundup.
Yes. Okay, well,
I'll wait till spring and then come out and get something.
Yeah, you
if
got.
I can remember.
Yeah, you got all winter to just dig it up, the Bermuda grass, to try to get some control on it, and then when it starts to come up in the spring, you can zing it with some grass killer.
I can't believe this got started because my mulch is pretty thick in that flower bed. But
oh yeah, that Bermuda grass. So when it finds something, it just goes after it. And
yeah, it's real hardy looking Bermuda, about the size of a dinner plate now. But I knew not to spray it on because I like that crepe myrtle coming up around where that one died. But thank you very much.
All right, thank you for calling.
And we need to take another 2-minute break. And when we come back, we'll have more of your calls. If you have a gardening question for Larry, give us a call, 1-800-749-5936. We'll be back with Green Country Gardener after this 2-minute break.
The end of summer brings new opportunities and challenges for lawns and landscaping, and no one knows more about how and what to plant right now than Green Thumb Nursery. It's a great time to use 5-star fescue grass seed in 2-pound and 50-pound bags, and you can still get 30% off 5 and 7-gallon hydrangeas, crepe myrtles and shade trees, Rose of Sharon and more. The best way to have a great lawn next spring is to listen to the experts now at Green Thumb Nursery, open 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday, Sunday noon to 5, 4605 Nowata Road in Bartlesville.
It's Coyote Tractor's 30th anniversary. To celebrate and say thanks for making us one of America's hottest tractor brands, we're making some sweet deals even sweeter. Right now, you can get a rebate of up to $3,500 plus a $500 cash back bonus on all CK10 models, or get 0% financing plus up to $1,000 cash back on all Coyote Tractor models. Offer ends September 30th, 2016. Price, payments, and models may vary. Financing with approved credit. See dealer for details.
Hi, I'm John Summer. Come see us at Four Seasons Ag and Lawn, 3 miles south of Ulaga on 169, or John's Tractor Works at Veneta, Oklahoma, 4 miles east of Veneta on 69.
Jensen Tractor Ranch in Bartlesville has round balers that deliver industry-leading density now with 20% more capacity. They are the new Roll Belt 450 and Roll Belt 460 from New Holland. Their proven roll belt design uses heavy-duty steel rolls and short puncture-resistant belts to create the densest, most weather-resistant bales in the industry. This allows for easier handling and decreased storage losses so you preserve more valuable hay every season. That's New Holland Smart. Jensen Tractor Ranch can tell you about the new choice in pickups that result in 20% capacity increase, the Active Sweep, SuperFed, and Crop Cutter pickups, and be sure to ask about the Edge Wrap system. It features a new lower loading height and shorter net travel path for dependable wrapping every bale. Get a first-hand look at New Holland's new 4-foot balers today at Jensen Tractor Ranch in Bartlesville.
If there's a tractor in your future, Jensen's got it. Jensen Tractor Ranch, saving prices guaranteed. Bartlesville's New Holland team.
I could promise you things like big diamond rings, but you don't find roses growing on stalks of clover. So you better think it over. Well, if sweet talking you could.
Welcome back here to Green Country Gardener. Along with Larry Glass, I'm Adam Hooper, and if you have a gardening question for Larry, give us a call, 1-800-749-5936.
We were talking about fast-growing trees, and they grow fast, and because they grow fast, the wood really isn't that strong, and they tend to fall apart in storms, ice storms, and thunderstorms and whatnot. That's probably why we don't sell many tulip poplars. It's not a tulip tree, it's a tulip poplar. Yeah, liriodendron. It's related to magnolia, but it's a very fast-growing tree. It makes good woodworking wood, too. If you do any woodworking with routing and sculpting and carving, the wood is very very easy to work. So, but anyway, so if you want a fast-growing tree, keep it away from the house. Put your slower-growing trees, your specimen kind of trees, closer to the house. And the closer to the house, the smaller it can get. Amer maple is another one that's relatively small, but it grows really wide, so it still has to be about 10-15 feet away from the house for it to work real well. And I've seen a lot of landscapers put these right by the front door. And
No,
don't put an Amer maple there. Put it out away from somewhere and enjoy the color, and put it a dissectum or one of those smaller Japanese maples.
Right. We got a caller on the line, Larry. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And we want to say good morning, caller. Welcome to Green Country Gardener. How can we help you today?
Yes. I have a very large rose. It's probably as tall as out.
Wow.
And We need to move it.
Oh, my.
When is the best time?
After a good hard freeze. Yeah, if it's really that big, it's going to have a fairly heavy root system. So it will be difficult, and you'll probably want to cut it back rather sternly, too, just to make it easy to move. Or you can kind of tie it up and wrap a tarp around it so you can get it moved.
Okay.
'Cause it's gonna
be... One time I had a climber like this, and I cut it off, and it never did climb again.
It probably, the rootstock probably came over. It probably got cut back too far at that point, and it killed off the top. So, and that's the rootstock is different than the top stock. When they graft them like that, they use a wild rose, and typically it's not a climber, it's just a big brambling kind of rose.
Okay, thank you.
All righty, thank you for calling.
1-800-749-5936 if you have a gardening question for Larry.
Moving a rose can be difficult, and the timing is very, very important. Like I told the lady previously about moving your mimosa tree, you want to make sure the water supply is adequate around it and be prepared to put some back work into it, because on a big rose like she mentioned, it's going to take a rather large excavation to get it moved. And golly, we moved a big old magnolia tree this spring, and a big old yaupon holly too. I mean, that thing was huge. And yeah, we dug a trench around it and dug down below it and took a ratchet puller with a strap and cranked it out of the hole.
Oh my goodness.
Lifted it up on the cart and moved it away. But yeah, it was quite
that's
a
job right there.
Quite an undertaking, yes.
Yeah. Oh no.
So anyway, that was quite a deal. So anyway, fast growing trees, keep them away from the house. Slow growing trees, close to the house. Keep in mind what the tree is going to do, how it's going to affect the environment around the house, and you don't want to create a problem. So also this time of year, leave your Bermuda grass alone right now at this point. You don't want to scalp it or anything like that. You do want that cover on it for the winter. Same thing with zoysia grass, don't do too much to it right now. Fertilize your trees and shrubs. This time of year, I like to use malorganite, especially on dwarf yaupon hollies and boxwoods. It makes the color very, very a deep, rich green color by using that. It has 4% iron in it, and that iron in the malorganite is pretty much available to the plants without any chemical reaction. And so it does create a really nice dark green color on your shrubs. So fertilizing them right now, or another fertilizer with trace elements, kind of like that will work too. Just using 10-20-10, a lot of times it just doesn't have the iron that our plants need. These landscape plants are considered exotics. They're not native to the area. And they don't really thrive in an iron poor soil. And I see a lot of people with trouble with their shrubs, and typically it's just lack of trace elements. And some malorganite will usually bring them around pretty good.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Larry, let's go ahead and we got one more break.
Oh, okay.
We'll go ahead and take it now. We'll take a 2-minute break. And again, we'd love to hear from you. If you have a gardening question for Larry, give us a call.
Okie doke.
At 1-800-749-5936. We'll take your calls after this 2-minute break. You're listening to Green Country Gardener.
The most important feature in a window is trust. So go with a name you know, Anderson, the time-proven choice found in more homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weather-tight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson, the most trusted name in windows. See Anderson Windows and Doors at Overly Woods Lumber Company on No Water Road in Bartlesville.
Tatton Manning here with Patriot Hyundai, and I have a deal. How about a full-sized Hyundai Sonata for just $22,647? This Hyundai Sonata will get up to 43 miles to gallon, saving you time and money at the pump. Customers in our area realize we have some great deals on vehicles, and we make their buying experience comfortable and easy. Go to any major review site or Facebook, and you will see hundreds of comments on how we treat people. Heather from Bartlesville says,
I was very pleased with how willing everyone was to work with my budget. I honestly feel as though they made sure I got the best deal possible.
I challenge you to look up what your neighbors are saying about us on your favorite review site today. Come visit Patriot Hyundai today and check out the Hyundai Sonata Hybrid 43 mpg for just $22,647. Hyundai Assurance is included with America's best warranty on all new Hyundais. That's 10 years or 100,000 miles. For an honest and hassle-free buying experience, come visit your neighbors at Patriot Hyundai on Highway 75 in Bartlesville or at patriothyundai.com. And remember, it's the exclusive home of warranty forever.
Stock number 16067, 2016 Hyundai Sonata Hybrid SE Sedan, MSRP 27020, with Patriot price 22647. All rebates to dealer.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
I never promised you a rose garden.
1-800-749-5936 if you have a gardening question for Larry. Welcome back to Green Country Gardener. And let's go back to the phones. We have a caller waiting patiently. We want to say good morning, caller. Welcome to Green Country Gardener. How can we help you today?
Good morning. It is me again about that tree that I'm going to... The tree died, and I've got these shoots coming up.
Yes.
The shoots, the one I want to save is like maybe 3 foot tall.
Okay.
Maybe not that tall, but it has leaves all the way up.
Sure.
So I take off the leaves.
You don't have to take off the leaves, no.
I don't?
No, not at all.
The leaves going all the way up?
Yeah.
3 feet?
Yeah, you should just leave the stem. Just leave it alone at this point. They'll come off on their own.
Oh, they will?
Oh, yeah. It's almost October.
I know they have it coming up on the where it's going to be the bark of the tree.
Yeah.
I leave them alone?
Sure. It'll send out some side shoots. You want to let it come out this spring, and if it continues to grow just straight up, you want to cut the top of it off just a little bit. And then it'll send out a lateral shoot. But really, the tree is 3 feet tall. You can't expect to have many branches on it at this point because you'll be cutting those off eventually. You don't want tree branches 3 feet off the ground. So at this point in time, I wouldn't be overly concerned about it sending out side shoots like that. So just kind of let it go. It'll form
cut
some...
Cut the other ones off. Leave the one there.
Mm-hmm. It'll
put the black stuff on where I cut everything off and... Let it alone.
And it'll send out branches on its own over time.
Okay. Then we'll talk about it next year.
Sure. Yeah, we can have a progress report on the tree.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Thanks for all the information you give out.
All right.
Bye.
Well, thank you for calling.
All right. Of course, the number, if you have a gardening question for Larry, 1-800-749-5936. Very quickly, before we've just got about just under 3 minutes left.
Yes.
Time to plan your landscape.
Oh, planning the landscapes. Is
that time of year?
Oh, you can do it anytime, really.
Okay.
But planning your landscape is very important, and it's about to turn, and we're going to get kind of busy in this fall season. I've got a few drawings on the drawing board. What it does is give you an idea of basically a roadmap, a pathway to follow and through the journey of your landscape. Mm-hmm. So you know exactly what to get and where to plant it and so on and how to compose the landscape. So that's very important to have an idea when you start a project such as a landscape thing, to know where you're going. It's sort of like building a house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I want 9-foot walls.
But
they sent 8-foot. You know, 2x4s, whatever. So you just have to know what's happening, what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So, and what we do is we give a plan that shows what plant species are where and so on. And then we can show you a rendering of that, what it'll look like in relation to your house, too.
Okay.
So it's kind of fun. It's kind of easy and interesting, too, to see what your house will look like with new landscaping.
Yeah. We got time for one more call, just
okay,
very
put
quickly.
Him on.
We got about a minute left. I want to say good morning, caller. Welcome to Green Country Gardener. How can we help you today?
Good morning. Yes, I have two questions I'll take on the air.
Okay.
Which is one, I have some crab grass tiller.
Yes.
Is now a good time to do that? And the other question is, pre-emergent, when do we do this?
Crabgrass.
I'll take it on the air. Thank you.
Okay. Crabgrass tiller, at this point in time, I wouldn't worry about it. It's there and it's been there. It's very, very difficult to kill mature crabgrass. As soon as we have a freeze, it's just going to die off anyway. It's an annual grass. It's not a perennial grass. Pre-emergent, if your target grass is crabgrass for a pre-emergent, you want to wait till St. Patrick's Day to do that. It's a little bit late also for the fall application of pre-emergent for the dandelions and the chickweed and all that. Mm-hmm. Might be a little bit late. I really haven't looked closely into my yard to see. Those a lot. But anyway, it's time to kind of think about that too. And if there's not a lot of it coming, you can get rid of it. And Adam, looks like it's time for us to go for the week. And we'll see you next week. And keep your shovel sharp.
I will, Larry. Thanks a lot. Have a good weekend.
American Heritage Bank, now serving the Osage region of Bartlesville, Pawhuska, and Barnstall.
This is KWON.